Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Coming up on the Holderness Family Podcast, it is our favorite holiday of the year, so this is going to be interesting.
I have a Thanksgiving confession.
Do you?
I do. I feel like a Thanksgiving failure. Penn lays down the law in another installment of the Penn Commandments.
I will now read them in no particular order in this voice.
He speaks for no one.
But these commandments getting kind of a different reception. Moses had to put up with this crap. Can you imagine? There was like the one law. You're like, you know, Moses, this isn't for everybody.
I want the parade in the background and the option to walk over and see a float or two. You change it to football, I want to stab somebody. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a rating and review.
Turkey comes out and now I'm full. Sorry, mommy. But I'm a bread guy. I heard what you said, guy. Eat your greens instead, guy. That's not how I'm fed, guy. I'm a bread guy, bigger than my head, guy. Lots of butter spread, guy. Fruit is what I tread, guy. I'm a bread guy. Duh.
Aww. So that was this year's like Thanksgiving parody. We do a Thanksgiving parody every year. And mostly it's about me complaining about things.
Right.
And we just weren't really in the mood to, we had nothing really to
complain about our kids.
We weren't in the mood to complain about, like, I by the way, the Thanksgiving songs are my favorite of the ones that we do. But this year, Penn Charles really wanted to perform and be a part of it. Like people, honestly, it's the most commonly asked question is, do your kids actually enjoy these videos? He's been dying to like star in one. And
it takes a little bit of work.
Yeah.
For him to do that. So he saw that this time.
Yeah. And by a lot of work, I mean, it took 24 minutes.
Right.
But he was so excited. And it was based on truth, like the best songs are based on truth, right? That we slave and we cook on Thanksgiving and all he really wants to do is eat the bread. So he had so much fun making that song. So if you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook page or YouTube channel and there you go.
Yeah. So and a little bit of behind the scenes, like if you watch the video, you'll see that we're up here recording it. So that part took 15 minutes.
Right.
He knows the song. And it just kind of launched into it. And I think it's in his soul because he really is a bread guy. The video part of it, because we really wanted to emulate Billie Eilish, who we all kind of are crushing on in this family because she's
amazing.
Sort of hysterical and she's got this beautiful voice. And Lola really loves the fact that she wears baggy clothes.
Yes, I know. I love that.
Anyway, so that part of it took closer to 2 hours,
right?
Which is not normally a thing that Penn Charles wants to do. Mm-hmm. So in order to keep him going, we said you're going to have to eat a lot of bread.
Yeah,
and he's
like, yes,
that seemed to really work for him.
I know. Dinner that night was hysterical. I'm like, would you have a carrot? Maybe just a little. No, I'm full. So anyway, it again, it's based on truth, but I have a Thanksgiving confession.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. And by the way, it's Thanksgiving week, and I'm so excited. Because this is my favorite holiday.
It is. It is mine too. You know, I actually really, really enjoy the days of cooking ahead of time. right? Like, it's, we usually host Thanksgiving for our family, our friends, neighbors, whoever needs a, you know, to have a seat at a table. We always make room. It is my favorite because there's no expectations of gifts or anything, but I love cooking and I love the days of preparation. I love the crowded grocery stores. Like, I'm really, really weird about all this stuff, and how much I adore it. That being said, I could put down Taco Bell and my family would be happy. Like, you guys
on
don't
on our side?
Care. Yeah.
For sure. And your guests, if I may
oh,
add that.
No,
as
absolutely. 100%.
Well.
Nobody cares, like, that I spent a day making homemade cranberry sauce with orange zest, or that I made two different types of stuffing and two different types of turkeys. Nobody cares at all. Again, I could put, like, Nachos Bel Grande down and you would be fine.
I'll just throw this out. Like, we appreciate the effort. We
yes.
see the effort, and we thank you for the effort.
100%.
But yes, you're right. Like, honestly, Taco Bell, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
I mean, make a run for the border on this Thanksgiving.
I mean, as long as it's kind of, like, maybe put it in the oven.
Crisp it up a little bit.
Just crisp it up a tad.
Well, so this time, this year, for the first time ever, I've ordered Thanksgiving dinner. Turkey.
Yay!
Stuffing.
I'm so proud of you.
I am dying. I have, like, a pit in my stomach. I'm dying a little on the inside. But we're traveling, and we get back Wednesday evening, right before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And there'll be no time to do my 3 days. I'm not going to have time to go to the grocery store to buy this stuff. I'm not going to have time to make my, you know, aunt's famous sweet potato casserole that takes, like, you should do the day before. I won't have time to brine the turkey. So we're ordering it from a restaurant. And we're going to go pick it up at, like, noon on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
And
it's gonna
I
be awesome.
Don't know what to do with myself.
So this is really funny. A couple of things.
I feel like a Thanksgiving failure.
So first of all, you just said no one, like, I don't want to say no one cares, but it's going to be fine. So this isn't about the actual food. This is about whatever connection you have with the preparation of the food. And I'm guessing that that is your connection with your mother and with your childhood Thanksgiving. And
right.
with your family, not just with your mother, but with your extended family.
Yeah.
Which I have mercilessly taken you away from and moved you to North Carolina.
It is. I have to say, like, my favorite part of, because we always hosted Thanksgiving growing up. So it is 100% that connection with my mother and my grandmother and my aunts that would come over and help my mom and my cousins running around. Like, that's what we did. So even if it's me by myself in my kitchen, I feel that connection. Why am I crying?
Because this is a part of who you are. Like, I want to say that the way that you talk about your extended family, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, your aunts, a couple of your aunts have passed away, and those moments that you shared with them, and it wasn't just Thanksgiving. It seemed like you guys had a Thanksgiving every Sunday, right?
Yeah,
like, you would
yeah.
go, and just to catch you up on Kim, if you haven't heard this, her family in Bradenton, they're this loud, crazy, imperfect, sometimes wear their hearts on their sleeves, like, sort of family that all got together on Sunday, every single Sunday. It was like you had a Thanksgiving every single Sunday.
Yeah, and it wasn't fancy and nothing like that. So it does make me miss them, and so that's why.
I think Thanksgiving to you is more than just Thanksgiving. It's those Sundays. Mm-hmm. It's that family that kind of put itself together piecemeal that wasn't just your immediate family.
Right. And so that's why it's so silly to get upset over, like, ordering Thanksgiving dinner. That seems so silly, but, like,
I don't think it's silly at all.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's, like, my Thanksgiving confession. Nobody, again, my family, I love that my family and friends that will be here on Thanksgiving Day will, they just want to be with us and be together. And that's the important part. And I love that it's like, we've made our own tradition, which is what you should do. And my mom always says that, like, now it's time for you to make your own traditions. You know, after my parents got divorced, it wasn't like going home for Christmas. It changed. So she gave the great advice. It's like, you have a family now. You make your traditions. And it's been fun. And so, and I love that for Lola, and PC, maybe we'll get there. As you heard, he's a bread guy. But she was actually a little bit like, oh, we're not going to be cooking, you know? So I think that that's become part of, like, what she, you know, craves around the holidays, it's, you know, as well. But it's just really, it's the part of adulting that's so funny is that you just have to, like, lower your expectations. You know, like, I have all these expectations around Thanksgiving, and I'm having to lower them a little, or change them. Not lower them, change them. And so that's like the hardest part of being an adult for me.
Let me allay your fears on the lowering your expectations.
Lowering was bad.
If I may, just really quickly. We're getting the food prepared by a professional, so it's not going to be terrible.
And if it sucks, it's not my fault.
Okay, that's one. Here's the other funny part. We're doing zero work, and this is going to be, I think, cheaper than the amount of money that you spent. Am I right?
You know, most people have like Christmas present budget. I have like Thanksgiving dinner budget because I buy the organic, fresh, like just off the farm turkey, and I do because I went for my guests. I want it to be perfect.
Yeah, it's like a Cabbage Patch Kid. It has like a name
and a birth certificate,
and there it comes with a home video of like when they. But no, I'm kidding. They don't do that. No, but seriously, aren't we saving money doing this? Like a ton of money.
The grocery store bill in November.
It's ridiculous.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. No, and then there's several trips.
Many trips. And I want to get like the organic Granny Smith apples
like you spend $200 on butter. Like,
because you're wanting to be like basting. And I do the whole like Martha Stewart cheesecloth thing.
Just to show kind of the other side of things, you always are exhausted by the end of Thanksgiving because of lack of sleep. You wake up and you start like, doing surgery on your turkey at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to do that if you don't want to. I know you kind of like it, and
it's a weird
quiet
sickness.
Time, but you're going to have sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to deal with the sense of failure when I deep fry the turkey
roast the turkey because that's what you do.
Right.
This guy sits out in the driveway.
We make two turkeys.
And so we do two turkeys. I roast a turkey, and then I would say it's always a little bit of a guessing game on the roasted turkey. And then he deep fries it, plays basketball, pulls it out, and like it's always perfect and delicious, and I hate him for it.
It's the way turkeys should be cooked.
Anyway,
so
let's
we don't
move
have
on.
To deal with that anymore.
Yes.
So there's like there is an upside to it.
Yes.
And listen, but and I know you want to move on. I don't want to discount the fact that you have a very strong connection to Thanksgiving because you have a very strong connection to your extended family in Florida, and that is the reason why this is emotional to you. So I will try to supplement that on Thanksgiving with whatever things happen in your Thanksgiving dinner in Florida that I could try to – what can I do to help with that? Can I – I don't know. Like, didn't your family – like one time I went out to visit them, didn't they, like, drink a keg and then they floated it in the pool and tried to ride the top of it like a rodeo?
It's keg rodeo. Duh.
I would love to try to do that in a bathtub or somewhere nearby.
Anyway,
or
move
a lake
on.
Or some kind of body of water.
You have to ride the empty keg for 8 seconds. And if you can't do that – who are you?
That was the first time I visited your family in
keg rodeo
in Sarasota.
You've never done that at your Thanksgiving? What's wrong with you?
I immediately fell in love.
Anyway, I'm thankful for the people listening, and I'm thankful for you, my darling husband.
Well, thank you.
And I'm thankful that we get to have the choice to buy a Thanksgiving dinner. So moving on.
Let's move on to a new segment.
Went really well last week.
Did it?
I think I saw some comments in the podcast group that they loved the Ten Commandments. Nobody has accused us of
sacrilege
yet. There's always time, guys. There's time in 2019 for accusing us of things. So go for it.
So the idea here is it's my opinions. These opinions are not official legal opinions of the Holderness family or of all males or of anything.
He speaks for no one. I have not read these. I have not heard them. I get a little scared when Penn makes lists and prints it out. Like printing of things is extreme. So, but I am curious anytime that you've taken the time to make a list.
Also, if you listen to the first Ten Commandments, it wasn't quite like when Moses did it, where everyone just kind of listened and nodded their heads. I don't know that Kim would have been a great listening to, like, she has a lot of questions.
I wouldn't have been a good disciple.
Feedback.
I'm not a good disciple.
I don't think Moses had disciples, but he did have Israelites. So, all right, so here we go. These are the Ten Commandments. for Thanksgiving. Let's get the music.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I will now read them in no particular order in this voice. On Thanksgiving, thou shalt wake up and be helpful. Thou shalt ask thy wife exactly what she needeth, and thou shalt do it.
I get also maybe the dude's in charge of Thanksgiving, and the wife needs to ask the husband. We're just saying. Or
yes.
Or we're like a same-sex partnership. You should ask your partner.
Yes. Yes. I know that. It's a great disclaimer.
Here for disclaimers.
If Moses had to put up with this crap, can you imagine there was like the one law? You're like, you know, Moses, this isn't for everybody. This is... I actually titled this the Ten Commandments for the non-alpha.
Okay. I like that. Okay, for the person...
I'm so glad you like it.
Okay,
These are commandments.
Okay.
Silence, subject. I know, she's going to keep talking. It's good when you keep talking.
Oh, okay, thanks, baby.
Thou shalt not ask to change the channel when she putteth on...
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
On the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yes. If I'm up at 3 in the morning brining a turkey, I want the parade in the background and the option to walk over and see a float or two. You change it to football, I want to stab somebody.
I think we've established that.
Yeah.
Also, guys, football comes on later.
But I know, but I want to see all the parade.
I gotcha.
Want to see everything.
In fact, there was a time where I missed some football because you missed some of the parade, and Kim is one of the few people who TiVos the parade. TiVo.
They're like, bloop, bloop, bloop. We're so old. I put it on a VHS recorder.
Nobody knows what a TiVo is. So she'll, like, you know, just deal with it, guys. All right.
Thou shalt be in primary charge of the children. Today, her children are actually foods. Your children are children.
Does that make sense?
So basically, I get to have no responsibility when it comes to children. You are in charge of making
sure.
That's
right. Getting them fed.
I like that.
Getting them clothed because you're doing all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And that's pretty easy, right?
Well, honestly, at this point, it's easy.
It was harder when they were one
babies,
and four.
Yeah.
But I think that's the non-alpha has to be the primary caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt find a way to get 30 minutes of rigorous exercise. If thou don't do it that, thou shalt feel terrible.
This is for non-alphas, or, like, you gotta get some exercise on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I had a friend last year who made me do an 8K in the morning.
Is that too much?
I'm not into, like, really, like, organized exercise on Thanksgiving Day. I really lean into sloth mode. But, yeah, you always feel better if you exercise. That is literally the one. I exercise all the time, but that's the one day where I'm like, give me the sweatpants.
Okay. Well, there's a reason I put 30 minutes in there.
Okay.
Because if I disappear for, like, a two-hour walk or something of that sort, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, quick, rigorous, get it done, move on. And seriously, you got to get some exercise.
Yeah.
Find a way. Run your stairs if you have to. Okay. This is a little longer.
Oh, gosh.
When thy wife starts staying... Excuse me, let me start over. When thy wife begins saying things like, oh my God, I know my dad is going to park in the grass, and I, like, totally hope my mom doesn't bring her awful stuffing, this is not an opportunity for you to chime in. She can rag on her family.
Yeah.
You shalt not.
This is the truth.
I feel like Thanksgiving is the day when people get in trouble for this. For like say, yeah, she does suck. Like let's do like a practice run of like.
First of all, you don't ever say anything bad. Like
I think like at one point I've just laughed and been like, yeah. Like even that, you can't do that.
You cannot do that.
And by the way, your dad would never park in the grass and your mom makes great food. This is obviously an example.
Right.
But if you have you have the right to say something, to throw some shade on your family if you're like stressing out, and just the other person, just shut up.
Yeah,
just enjoy. Don't chime in.
I think that's it. That rule goes beyond Thanksgiving.
Oh, of course. It's very prevalent in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. Just if I say anything about like, oh my gosh, like you cannot. You have to be like, well, I think it's just you guys just you can't agree. You can't agree.
And well, honestly, you also can't be silent because silence makes people think that you're not listening.
Right. So it's so tricky because you can't nod.
Right.
You can't like.
You can't laugh.
You can't laugh and agree. You just be like. I think, like, I hear you. Just, like, I always, like, when I don't know what to say, I'm like, I totally hear you.
Right.
And it's not, I agree with you. It's not, you're right. It's, I hear you. I hear you. And then you move on.
Yeah. And another possibility is, Or, wow.
And like, and
wow, that's crazy.
And not even, like, a nod, more like a sideways, like, head tilt. Mm. Like,
Another great thing is redirection. The changing of the subject.
Right.
I mean, but then sometimes you run the risk of them thinking that you're not paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
So basically.
It's tricky.
Or, I love you, honey. Or sometimes like, wow, that must be really tough on you. On you. Like redirecting to feeling like empathetic with that person's feelings rather than saying, yeah, he always parks in the grass and our grass all die. Which he never would do.
Okay. He would never do.
So how that was you're on board with that commandment.
Yes.
But you're saying that goes beyond Thanksgiving.
Thou shalt not make any comments, constructive or not, on the taste of any of the food she maketh, particularly when she art in the middle of making it.
All right. So
recently, recently I was making this. I think the paper crumbling is going
to. That's part of it. It's like my tablet.
I know.
Okay.
I was making this. I had some leftover pork tenderloin, and I was making a cauliflower fry rice dish, and it was so good. But you have to add we use coconut aminos instead of soy sauce and the sesame oil, and you have to add that. And I had yet to add it, and he swoops into the kitchen, and he takes a huge bite, and he goes, you know what this needs? It needs, like, soy sauce. And I wanted to stab him. I'm like, dude, I've been cooking for an hour, and all of a sudden I'm like, I know, I have to add it. And
shouted.
I went a little
couple
crazy.
Of things. I did not say this. I said, this is going to be really good.
It needs some soy sauce.
It needs a little salt. I said, a little salt. And you lost your mind. And to give you some context, Kim is in the process of putting
it's going to be ready soon.
It's like a cooking, living, being awesome kind of all-encompassing health thing that she's doing with our amazing Dr. Harriet Hansel. And so Kim is doing these experimental dishes all the time and is asking me for feedback about whether they are good or not because they're going to go on this menu. So I was just doing that. And what I realized was I can't do that unless she asks me. Like she has to ask me or she has to say, you know what? This needs more salt, doesn't it? And then I can agree. But I'm not allowed to provide any unsolicited advice, even though I was actually trying to be helpful because that was one of those recipes.
No,
right?
Yeah. You're very sweet. Yes. If I ask for feedback, you may give it to me. If I do not ask, shut your mouth.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes this is difficult. Okay, here we go. So that was,
thou shalt watch Thanksgiving football and thou shalt enjoy it.
What?
But thou shalt not ignore thine entire family for 9 hours.
This is the truth.
I'm allowed to watch football. And I'm allowed to enjoy it.
Of course.
But there's like there is that Thanksgiving dad who it's like, "Well, football's on," and then the buckle goes down and you are checked out for the rest of the day.
I've seen those people. I've experienced those people.
I've been that person before.
Yeah. I don't enjoy that. So if you do, so here's my rules is I cook you clean. So if I spend all day cooking, I have to say our neighbors who always come over and our family who comes over, I'm not one of those people that's like, no, don't touch anything. Let me clean. Like, you're our guest. I'm like, go for it, guys. Yeah.
Okay. So subject, we're going to get to that. We're going to get
sorry,
to clean.
Sorry.
No, but I do think there's, and honestly, so I'm going to call out my what would I call him? Like a stepfather-in-law, Scott Harris. Love him. He will plop down because that is his inalienable right, which he has.
Yeah.
But he doesn't ignore people.
No.
Like, he continues to engage in conversation.
Right.
He's present. He'll listen. He'll have stories. He'll, like, hang out with our kids. He'll play with our dog.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that he has decided to plop down on the sofa and watch football, that's okay.
Right.
You just can't be a zombie.
Right. You still have to engage. Yeah. I hear you.
All right. Here we go. Thou shalt not spend 3 days preparing, seasoning, and brining an oven-baked turkey. Thou should just deep-fry it. It's, like, way better.
Stop it. But I love the smell of the turkey, and I love the brine, and it's my tradition. So suck my butt.
Okay. Moses didn't have to put up with this crap. I'm just going to say that. He didn't. And that is going to be some teaser sound right there. Kim,
yeah,
no one likes the smell of brine.
It's no, what's it doesn't.
You
it
just
doesn't
said
smell.
You love the smell of brine.
I know. I'm sorry, the turkey.
Okay, have you ever smelled a deep fried turkey?
Give
me your thoughts.
Outside, it smells outside, and I want it to smell inside.
What do you mean? Well, no. When you get done with it, you take it inside. Oh, you want? I got you.
I want my house to smell pretty.
You would like me to deep fry the turkey inside? That could
no,
be arranged.
Oh my gosh, no.
Can you agree with me just quickly? That it's better. It's
stop it. Anyway.
This is a tough one. But if someone said to you, you can only eat one type of turkey for the rest of your life.
Move on. Okay. Move on.
Moses didn't. No one told him to move on. They were very respectful.
Okay.
Thou shalt snuggle with thy family at night, watching at least one Christmas movie.
100% agree. And it needs to be Christmas Vacation.
So here's the thing. It could be. We could also watch that on another day. I like our family has gotten into watching really crappy Christmas movies and like hate watching them, and I kind of like that. You know who really likes it is our daughter.
Right.
She loves doing that, and we saw one on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one?
We watched them all, honey.
But there's a preview for one. It's called The Night Before Christmas, and it's
like K-N-I, yeah.
It's like a night.
Yeah, get it.
It's gonna be terrible.
I would say that's gonna make a lot of noise.
What are you upset about?
The paper.
Okay. Okay, I don't have a tablet. I don't have a stone tablet. I have this paper.
Okay,
last one. It's not that loud.
It's like annoying.
Thou shalt not fall asleep right after eating. Thou shalt suck it up and be in charge of the house being spotless by the time everyone waketh up on Friday.
Okay, so you want some like grace there. It can be late at night after everybody leaves. Yeah.
You caught on to that.
Okay.
It's funny because it sounded like I was being super cool about it, but really what I'm looking for is I need Friday morning to be the deadline for everything to be
okay,
spotless.
So you wake up. Okay.
That way there can be some relaxation at night, and it's, you know, if you want to like hang out with your family or you want to visit with friends or, well, I mean, maybe we'll watch a little football, you just, Friday morning when everyone wakes up, it looks like a maid has been there.
Okay.
Countertops, trash out, everything done.
Love it.
How's that sound?
Love it.
Here endeth the... That's not what they say. What is Moses?
I wasn't there with Moses, so I'm unsure.
Okay, thank you for your patience there. Do you have any additions, subtractions?
I love it. I think what it is just being engaged, like not show up and say, like, here's some roles and then just leave, just be engaged and yeah. I would love to hear everybody else's Thanksgiving traditions. Like, I'm all about making new ones. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to some feedback on that, too. Like, do you guys watch the parade or do you not even – do you guys eat – like, do you guys just order Chinese food? What do you do to make Thanksgiving easy? Are there, like, dishes? So people are, like, really crazy loyal to like the dishes that they have to have. Like you guys and your family, your sister-in-law, or my sister-in-law too, is making your dad's oyster casserole this year.
I know, I'm so excited.
Yes. And so, but I never grew up with an oyster casserole. So that was like, ooh, what's that? I mean, it's delicious, but now it's part of our Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving tradition too. So yeah.
So I'm trying to think of what our big Thanksgiving traditions are. We've been through most of them. But sometimes I think families have Thanksgiving traditions and they don't actually say it out loud or even realize that it's a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any of those that we do every single year that they've just become these things that we do?
Mm-mm.
No?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I know that like we always start decorating the day after Thanksgiving.
The day after.
That's sort of, and that's a spoken one. Like our kids now, if we don't go get a tree the day after Christmas, they think there's something wrong with us.
Day after Thanksgiving, yeah.
Sorry, day after Thanksgiving.
Well, anyway, I'm very excited about our new, it is not going to be a tradition ordering Thanksgiving. This is like one and only year. But I am excited to be with my favorite people. And I'm very thankful for you, baby.
I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful for our whole family. I'm thankful that my parents are going to be at Thanksgiving with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful that we have a new dog for Thanksgiving.
Funny.
Are we the kind of family that just feeds our dog table scraps one day a year and it's on Thanksgiving?
No.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I just like, so one of my good friends, Scott Burridge, he had this dog named Jordan, and Jordan he made a full plate. He was a Labrador retriever. He made a full plate. He's like, it's Thanksgiving. The dog eats other food. For this one, he would put like the exact same meal that Scott made for himself.
Maybe next year when she's a little bigger.
No, it's I don't think it's a good idea for a puppy, especially now that she's got the Squiznerds.
Oh my gosh. So poor Sunny. She has the squirts right now. She has the squirts.
And she's a little lady.
So it's been fun, guy. In fact, I probably need to go downstairs right now and make sure she hasn't squirted all over.
Yeah, this is a slightly faster than usual podcast.
Because we're on squirt patrol. Is everybody hungry now that we're talking about the squirts? Okay. I love you. I love you. If you're listening to this, thank you. We're very thankful for you.
Happy Seriously. Thanksgiving. Have a great week. Like, embrace those traditions. And really make sure and follow the Ten Commandments.
And lower your expectations.
And lower your... Wait, is that on there somewhere?
No.
Thou sh- Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.